Yes, thank you so much. It is time. You're right. It's some good stuff here with Mike and Kim Burge.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. Yep, summer is going to be winding down here, but fall is a great time to go down the Niobrara River or a trip to Merritt Reservoir and check out the International Dark Skies designation there and find out why people come from all over the world to see the stars at Merritt Reservoir. It's just a click away at visitvalentine.org.
You need to take a minute and discover Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage. They've been doing this for decades, folks. It is a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. This publication, with all of its credentials, warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print. Just go to tsln.com and get your subscription now.
What do you plan to share with us on the good stuff today, Kim?
Actually, I have a tribute to Kyle Evans.
Oh, Kyle Evans out of Washington Springs, South Dakota.
23 years and about a month ago.
Has that
he passed
been
away.
That long ago? Wow.
It has. Is that incredible? A cowboy and an artist that many of us will remember. This is a tribute by Slim McNaught, and it's titled Till We Meet on the Ridge. Our hearts are saddened, our heads are bowed, and many a tear we have shed. We lost a cowboy by accident, Kyle's riding where the angels tread. For many years, he was our good friend, as well as great entertainer, and the songs and memories he left we'll cherish, we'll always remember. He sang the old songs, the cowboy way, for a friend he'd go the last mile, and even when things were tough for him, he'd take time to visit a while. He took pride in God, country, and job, and he lived as he believed right. The legend left in words of his songs will treasure the rest of our life. Yes, our hearts are sad from loss today. Our minds try to grasp that he died. But a greater power holds the reins, and God of all controls the ride. So we say goodbye with heavy hearts as we think of all that was lost. But through faith we take comfort, knowing into heaven's pastures he's crossed. In my mind's a scene like a vision when I ride across that divide, and I look down the draw and see him trotting his horse toward my side. I'll remember him as he was here till it's my time to cross the bridge. But for now, I'll just say in parting, so long, till we meet on the ridge. Again, Slim McNaught, a tribute to Kyle Evans.
Can I do a political thing?
Yeah, I'm going to let you do one.
All right. This was sent in by Dee Hayes to Jim here a while back. So it seems that five surgeons from the big cities are discussing who makes the best patients to operate on. The first surgeon from New York says, I like to see accountants on my operating table because when you open them up, everything inside is numbered. The second surgeon from Chicago responds, yeah, but you should try electricians. Everything inside them is color-coded. The third surgeon from Dallas says, no, I really think librarians are the best. Everything inside them is in alphabetical order. The fourth surgeon from Los Angeles chimes in, you know, I like construction workers. Those guys always understand when you have a few parts left over. But the fifth surgeon from Washington, D.C. shut them all up when he observed, you're all wrong. Politicians are the easiest to operate on. There's no guts, no heart, no brains, and no spine. And the head and butt are interchangeable.
Jabbity jab. That's a little rough. All in good humor.
Yes, in good
All
humor.
All in good humor. 16 years is a long time. That's how far the photo of my husband looking slim and fit in his Marine Reserve uniform goes back. Today, he's about 100 pounds heavier, so it was understandable when my friend's son asked who it was. That's my father, my daughter told him. Looking at my husband, then at the photo, he asked, you mean your first father?
Oh, no.
Oh. Our patient in the hospital was a big, burly former officer. Just after surgery and still half out of it, he became agitated and confused, tearing at his IVs and trying to escape his bed. The nurses gamely attempted to keep him calm, but were losing this battle. That's when my old Air Force training came in handy. Colonel, I commanded, at ease. And with that, the colonel fell back to sleep. A couple of military funnies for you there.
Thanks to all of our military people and veterans out there that have served our country. Before we close today, we want to remind you about the 5th Annual Golden Valley Shootout. Again, its gates open at 4 p.m. and the Bulls Buck at 6 p.m. That's August 17th in Golden Valley, North Dakota. And August 18th, gates open at 1 o'clock, the Horses Buck at 3 o'clock in the Wayne Herman Invitational. Golden Valley, North Dakota, the 17th and 18th of August. Tickets available at the gate. And that's the good stuff.